Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, August 18th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, a new report suggests that the Apple Vision Pro headset will have more storage than most iPhones. The website iPhoneSoft has shared that it believes Apple's Vision Pro features 1 terabyte of local storage, with this storage capacity reportedly viewed in the headset's settings application on Vision OS. Given what we know about Vision Pro so far, it's no surprise that Apple may be planning to give the headset a generous amount of onboard space, as you'll probably need the space for things like apps, media, and projects, the files for all of which will almost certainly be bigger for Vision Pro than for other Apple devices. Apple is, of course, positioning Vision Pro as a standalone computer, and using the same M2 chip as the iPad Pro and the Mac means that it'll have plenty of computing power. But the question that remains is whether that 1 terabyte configuration will be the default, or if Apple will do what it does on its other devices, where there are multiple different configuration options. Apple has said that Vision Pro starts at $3,500, so it could easily be the case that the base model Vision Pro starts at something like 256 or 512 gigabytes, and then you'll have to pay more to get the 1 terabyte configuration. Apple isn't expected to reveal any further details about Vision Pro pricing, including what exactly that starting at qualifier is referring to, until sometime in early 2024. In other news today, iPhone 15 is almost here, as we've talked about quite a bit this week, and one of the biggest changes will be the switch from Lightning to USB-C. We've heard before that at least some of the iPhone 15 models will support faster charging speeds, and now 9to5Mac has another source to corroborate that information. According to those people who spoke to 9to5Mac, iPhone 15 is currently expected to support charging up to 35 watts. Industry sources told us that at least some of the iPhone models will support this faster charging speed, likely referring to the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max. The current iPhone 14 is limited to charging at 27 watts, while the regular iPhone 14 is limited to 20 watts. To fully recharge an iPhone 14 Pro Max from 0 to 100% at these speeds, it takes approximately 2 hours. For comparison, Samsung's flagship Galaxy S23 Ultra can be recharged at speeds of up to 45 watts, letting users go from 0% to 100% in less than an hour. And of course, this dovetails with what we talked about yesterday, where the iPhone 15 Pro might also support faster data speeds via Thunderbolt using the new USB-C port. So while the biggest selling point of the switch from Lightning to USB-C will be convenience compared to Apple's other USB-C platforms, things like increased charging speeds and faster data speeds will prove to be their own set of quality of life improvements, especially if you opt for the iPhone 15 Pro. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze makes backing up and accessing your data astonishingly easy. For just $7 a month, you get unlimited computer backup for Macs, PCs, and businesses. This includes movies, music, photos, videos, projects, contracts, and all of your data. You can access your backed up files on the go with Backblaze's iOS and Android applications, or from anywhere in the world using the web application. Backblaze also offers a restore, return, refund program. So if you lose your data, you can buy a hard drive restore from Backblaze, use that hard drive to restore your data to your computer, and send it right back to Backblaze within 30 days and get a full refund. Again, Backblaze makes backing up and accessing your data astonishingly easy. Get started today with a full-featured 15-day, no credit card required free trial at backblaze.com/daily. Visit that link or hit the link in the show notes to get started and to protect yourself from potential bad times. Backblaze.com/daily. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Next up today, again on the iPhone 15, a separate rumor also says Apple is not planning to release any leather cases for the iPhone 15 lineup. It's unclear what exactly the reason for this might be, but the most likely explanation would be that Apple is planning a new premium case material to take the place of leather. This is something that's been reported by multiple different sources on Twitter, and it's something 9to5Mac has also heard from our own sources. So if Apple doesn't introduce a new premium material for the iPhone 15 lineup of cases, the two options from Apple would be silicone and the plastic clear case. On the face of it, this would be a weird move by Apple, as surely the more expensive leather iPhone cases generate a nice stream of income. And of course, small changes in the form factor of each year's new iPhone means that owners are usually forced to buy a new case every year. It may be that the decision is an environmental one, with leather having a relatively high carbon footprint, and simultaneously there's a growing trend of companies replacing leather with other premium materials. For example, high-end car brands have increasingly been offering alternatives to leather for seats and trim, oftentimes attributing the change to better sustainability, improved comfort, and better durability. But if one thing's for sure, Apple's not going to discontinue an iPhone accessory that's usually priced from $59 to $129 without something to replace it at that price point or even higher. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5Mac Daily. We will be off all of next week for our summer break, but we'll be back the following week on August 28th for a full week of Apple News. In the meantime, my thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Backblaze makes backing up and accessing your data astonishingly easy, and you can get started with a free 15-day trial at the link in the show notes below. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter, Mastodon, or Threads at Chance H. Miller. And again, we'll be back on August 28th for a new week of Apple News.